Okay, let's do, how about number 19? We'll go ahead and jump back in order and do discussion and possible action on plan for pricing water for agricultural use.
Just real briefly, we sell water for all kinds of purposes, one of which is ag water. And next slide, Jennifer. In 2004, we had a significant ag customer contract renewing, and they came to us and asked us to study the cost of ag water for their productivity purposes. And so the board at that time froze the ag rate at the current system rate, and we said that we'd freeze it for 5 years and see what we could come up with. So you can see there the system rate in 2004 was $39.75. You just approved raising it in FY 2010 to $60.50. The ag rate has stayed constant since 2004, and what we're recommending to you is that for 2010 that you raise it to $42.35, which will be approximately 70% of the system rate. And when we do that, that will represent an annual increase of about a little over 1% per year for ag costs. Next slide, Jennifer. And here it is just graphically, and you see the system rate's gone up pretty dramatically. We've held our ag rate constant. We feel it's appropriate to go ahead and start adjusting that water annually the same way we do the system rate. We've got about 10,000 acre feet of water under long-term contracts with ag. It's not a significant revenue item to us. It was back in, you know, decades ago when that's all the water that we sold, but now it's almost an infinitesimally small component of our business.
Has there been discussions with the ag users? I mean, we're not just hitting them blindside, are we?
We sent them a letter that informed them of this action, and to my knowledge, we have not received a response. And I'll defer to Kent or John Huff.
How many ag users do we have?
There's about three or four major users. I say that 10,000 acre feet, there's one customer that has almost 5,000 acre feet of it. Yes, sir. We'll keep that 30% discount relativity. Our recommendation to you is that we keep that. We've searched the literature and can't find anything definitive that says that water as a cost of an agricultural commodity is X percent. It's variable along with fuel and fertilizer and anything like that. So what we thought, we'd just go ahead and fix it at essentially where we are in 2009 and just go forward from here.
What's the total acre feet used by ag customers?
About 10,000 acre feet out of the 680,000 acre feet that we sell.
And one customer makes up 50% of that?
Is almost half of that.
From a policy perspective, how do we stack up to other river authorities' pricing for their ag customers?
It's our neighbor to the west. Sells ag water for $20 an acre foot, but it's interruptible.
Compared to their system rate?
Compared to their system rate, if you're taking water, of roughly $120 an acre foot.
Supplemented.
So it's probably all over the board.
They're subsidizing their ag customers just like we are. Let's say the difference for LCRA is their ag water is interruptible. What we're pricing here is firm water that's delivered at the same reliability as we do for municipalities and industry. Absolutely. LCRA's got a great high demand for ag water down in the lower part of their basin. Rice farming is still a significant undertaking for us. Most of our ag water is actually sold in our upper basin for pecans and peanuts and that. Very little rice in our basin now. Yes, sir.
What about Trinity River?
I couldn't answer that. I apologize. We can certainly find out, but LCRA is usually who we get compared to because our more common boundary on the west side of our basin.
Does LCRA increase theirs annually, or do they fix it for a 5-year period?
Okay. We're proposing to do it annually.
So we consider all of our ag contracts as long-term?
The 10,000 acre feet that I'm referring to is our long-term ag contracts. We have another 3,000 acre feet of ag that's sold under our interruptible water. that will also sell at this $42.35. But again, it's interruptible, and we'll, you know, we don't have to deliver that on a continuous, reliable basis as we do the 10,000 acre feet.
So does this resolution lock us into the 30% discount as a policy? Is that what we're trying to establish?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I thought you said we were going to look at it annually. No?
We're going to look at we
could always do another resolution.
Go ahead and as a policy, go ahead and fix this ag ratio. Again, we can't find anything that tells us what it should be in terms of water pricing relative to commodity prices and all the other variables that go into ag value.
It goes up to 64 next year, we'll then have to go up to 30%.
It gives us the ability to project from a budgeting standpoint how much revenue we'll generate and that type of thing.
But John, I think if we felt that it became onerous, we could always change our policy. That's, you know, this is that's the beauty of what we're doing here, is that this way, as he said, he can budget. They kind of know where it's going. But if we need to back that off somewhere in the future, we always can.
Now, let me say something, because I think it would be disingenuous. The people in the business, which is the customer meetings really brought it out. Where you sit is where you stand. Where you live is how you feel as far as about this water. But you're in a very dynamic time here. The water usage, the population, the environment, the drought, the heat, the cold, El Nino, whatever it is changing the relationship to what we've had in the people's mind sometimes. You know, when I was a kid, I could see the water running and the trout jumping and all this kind of stuff. Well, that didn't happen before some things happened, and there was never trout there, but that's the way they remember. And so my point is that this is very, very emotional business to the people who came down here today. I mean, that's what they should be. They, you know, we ought to go to more things to make sure that our government's being run right. This is our I mean, it's right. And if you think that's too much, well then change it and say no, it ought to be 5% a year. We're giving you both sides. We don't make policy, we're the implementer of it.
He's right, we're the ones that make the policy. So this is a recommendation. But if we don't think it's right, we can always change it.
I don't have a problem with it.
Okay. No, and John, that's why we're here.
We can always go back and change it if it don't work.
That's exactly right. This is, you know, we can save that prerogative. I think it's a good way to have a policy since we've not had one concerning ag water. But if we find it's the wrong policy, we can always come down to change it. So any more questions? I mean, and guys, that's what as much as I like sounding, I like I'm right. I'm not all the time, and I like having everybody's input. So if, you know, trust me, my wife tells me I'm wrong every day. Being a judge, she holds me in contempt constantly. With that said, Jim, would you read the resolution?
Let's see where. Be it resolved by the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority that it recognizes the different economics between customers of Brazos River Authority system water solely for agriculture uses and other uses of system water, and be it further resolved that there are system water and interruptible water customers whose use of the Brazos River Authority's water is for agriculture as defined in the State of Texas Water Code Chapter 11, and be it further resolved that the agriculture rate shall be an amount equal to 70%, 70% of the system rate for each fiscal year, and shall be offered to system water and interruptible water customers that meet the definitions contained within this resolution, and be it further resolved that the agricultural rate shall be adopted every subsequent fiscal year concurrent with the adoption of the annual budget and the system rate for that fiscal year.
Heard a reading of the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt?
Also moved.
Moved by Sloan, second by Kilgore. Please poll the board.
Presiding Officer Fluitt?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Barr?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Belt?
No.
Director Breeden?
Aye.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Lantrup?
No.
Director Mackey?
Yes.
Director Porter?
Yes.
Director Scott?
No.
Director Sloan?
Yes.
Director Steinmetz?
No.
Director Tesh?
No.
Director Ward?
Yes.
Okay. What do we need for passage 11? Okay. The motion passes. Okay. 14? Okay. It is now 4:40. I'm going to go ahead and call a recess. We'll have dinner at 6:30?
Six.
Okay, dinner at 6 at the Hilton. Start again. The Executive Compensation and Evaluation Committee will meet at 8 a.m., and we'll call in recess till then.
Deal.
Thank you all very much. Good day.
Good day.